I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Expect a sunny sky today, a high near 74. Governor Bruce Rauner says this state's proposal for Amazon's second headquarters is strong. States still have a few days to submit their bids, so Governor Rauner says he doesn't want to give too much away about Illinois and more specifically Chicago's proposal. He says it'll be a lengthy process.
It's not like everything's done as of Thursday night. We are going to be in meetings, we'll be in negotiations, we'll be on tours. I'll probably be going out to Seattle again as I have in the past. This is going to be a process and it's going to unfold over months.
Governor Rauner says the offer includes sites in the city and its suburbs. He notes Amazon is looking for locations within an hour of a major airport, in an urban setting, and with a strong local public transportation system. Newly released campaign finance reports show it'll take a lot of money to become the next governor of Illinois. Tony Arnold reports.
Chicago Alderman Amaya Pouwar dropped out of the governor's race last week because he couldn't raise enough money. So how much is not enough? Pouwar raised about $336,000 in the past 3 months. Compare that to other Democrats like Chris Kennedy, who took in $1 million, though a quarter of that came from himself. State Senator Daniel Biss raised more than $800,000. Billionaire J.B. Pritzker gave his campaign $7 million during the last 3 months, and that doesn't count another $7 million he gave himself earlier this month. T.O. Hardeman and Bob Diver barely raised any money. Meanwhile, Republican incumbent Governor Bruce Rauner is sitting on $65 million. I'm Tony Arnold.
Doctors and nurses at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale have conducted a drill dealing with babies and mothers in distress. Yesterday's mock scenario, in collaboration with St. Louis Children's Hospital, involved a baby with an abdominal wall defect, which the intestines were outside the body. Sam Julian is a neonatal doctor at St. Louis Children's Hospital. He says Memorial Hospital staff does a great job in stabilizing babies, but occasionally they need service at a higher level of care.
We're sort of mocking through a baby that sort of meets all those criteria. So a baby that comes in has a critical story, needs extensive resuscitation, and subsequent transfer up to St. Louis.
Memorial neonatal doctor Tomas Munoz says yesterday's drill helped determine what challenges there would be in dealing with an emergency like this.
It let us iron out some kinks and help us be prepared. And I'm very confident that if the situation does arise, which is a very difficult one, we would be more than ready to jump in and right away take the very best care of this baby.
The drill was supposed to involve a helicopter to make the situation as real for doctors and other staff as possible. But the helicopter didn't arrive. It was called to assist a real-life patient. We're going to see a sunny sky today and a high near 74 degrees. Winds will be south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm Jennifer Fuller.